Hello, everybody, and welcome back to XIV Light Party. I am here, as always, with my co-hosts with Mostest, Croa, and Telp. Dylan is unfortunately out today because she has got the dreaded plague, or a dreaded plague of some kind, so we've given her the day off.
I didn't know that's what Qs were called nowadays, is the dreaded plague.
No, she is not skipping the podcast to sit in Q, okay? Like,
no, no.
Let's just be real here. No shade, because that's not tea. Okay, so I have introduced the team. We are one short today. We were gonna do an episode about our first impressions of Endwalker, as would be, you know, expected of the new expansion. But there has been one little thing standing in our way, ladies and gentlemen, and I think you all know what that is because it plagues all of us. Mm-hmm. Q times, my new favorite thing. 2002 gang, where are you? Like, have they cleared those errors up yet, or is that not until patch 6.01?
I think that's the upcoming patch that's supposed to be coming down.
Yeah, this Tuesday.
Good, because I'd like that fixed, because I really don't like being punted from the queue. I hate having a babysit. Let's be real. I don't like having to babysit it.
That's
right. In other news, because of the queue times and because everything is slammed, I mean, the 2002 error is because they've reached the server cap of, like, I don't know, 111 to 12 million people, and they can't possibly squish any more in, or otherwise the servers are going to explode. They've closed the game, and there are no more free trials, ladies and gentlemen. Our game is closed. You cannot come in. You don't have to go home, but you can't come in. You can't stay here. Sorry. like I was saying to you guys earlier, I didn't see the sales of the game stopping. I saw them stopping the free trials, you know, because it does contribute to queue times, and they're not necessarily the people who are paying their sub. But actually suspending sales of the game, I did not. I'm a little bit shook, to be honest. I really didn't see. I mean, it's a reasonable decision, but Lord.
Yeah, that it's such an awkward feeling, because obviously, you know, In the scope of things, everyone wants to play, right? That's the key point. Everyone wants to play, but like, you know, we're I want to also be kind of excited about the whole thing, because, you know, we still have the 1.0 experience. Like, this is still part of this game's history. It went from being the worst game to now the best game, best ongoing game of 2021.
The, like, biggest glow up in video game history, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't want to be, like, I'm trying not to be mad, but I'm also, like, you know, these are mixed feelings.
Let me in and play, but also...
Let me play the best ongoing game of 2021. Like, but also, like, well deserved for all the work they've done from, you know, their overworking hours. They always talked about how they overworked those hours, and then... where they are now, where they're getting, and not to mention that even though as successful as the game is suffering from success, because that's the case, Yoshi P is still upset because people can't play it.
Oh, yeah,
like, that's still he doesn't get to celebrate this because he's sad that you don't get to play the game. It's like, wow.
Yeah, and like, I'm wondering if, like, he was worried that this was going to happen, and that's why we ended up having the delays.
I think
that was just a case of certain aspects of the game not being ready, far as I could tell.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure it was perfect. He said it was the ending, and he wasn't going to just give a less than their 100% that they were going to give. That he wanted to make sure everything was perfect for the end of the game. So he's like, I'm sorry that I have to do this, but I want to make sure that the end is good. So it's just, yeah, it's been wild.
and getting into that a little bit, so let's get into the discussion. You know, just like with toilet paper during the height of the panini, the Panera bread, Endwalker arrived, and understandably, you know, all the measures put in place after the Shadowbringers launch couldn't really overcome the massive, and let's just call it for what it is, massive influx of players. Not just during the pandemic, but, you know, we have people coming in from WoW that are dissatisfied with the game and coming and giving Final Fantasy 14 a try and then staying, which is great.
We got VTuber groups too that are starting to join in.
So it's like there are multiple big groups coming in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the shortage of server components that ultimately scuttled them. You, like you said, they have paid for their success.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just don't have the server components, so they cannot increase the number of servers because there's no bits around. Like, it's all stuck on ships, like in the middle of the Atlantic somewhere, or where the fuck ever, you know, I don't know. I don't check the shipping routes. I'm grateful to have a graphics card in my laptop that works at this present moment in time. Touch wood, because this thing could probably blow up tomorrow and I would be very sad for it. But yeah, because of the queue times, let's have some fun here. What have we been doing while babysitting queues and waiting for a nice lull in server load? Because I know for me, it's around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning when Baomong stops popping off and I can get in with maybe like a 50 queue.
Oh,
so
wow.
What have you guys been up to?
So first day, I didn't even try.
I mean, there were times I gave up too, believe me. I was like, just no, I'm not having it.
Yep. I clicked it and I pretty much just walked away, came back, and it's like, oh, you've been kicked. And it's like, well, I guess I don't play, because unlike everyone who requested the time off for early access, I kind of figured that this was gonna slightly happen, so I figured I'll just wait till, you know, afternoon, then I can easily pop in. Yeah, no. That was bad idea. There was one time though, I got home from work and I came in, turned the computer on and said, you know what, I'll let you load in. And I went and cooked dinner, didn't even come back and check on it, you know, cooked dinner, ate, watched probably an episode of Cowboy Bebop, live action Cowboy Bebop, so you know, a good hour there, not 30 minute anime,
right?
Came back and I was in the game, no 2002, just hello, your character's here and we're about to kick him. And it's like, oh, wait, what?
One of the lucky few.
Yeah.
Bit only, of a jammy bastard there.
It's only happened twice to me now. The other time was pretty much not last night, but the night before I had logged in. Or sorry, Thursday night when we were supposed to actually do a live broadcast.
And they didn't because shit happened.
Because, you know, queues in 2000, dude.
Right.
I queued and then I went and I came back and it was on the starting screen. And I'm like, wait, did I get kicked? No, if I got kicked, I would have got 2002. Ah, crud. I made it all the way in and got kicked due to inactivity.
Oh, yeah, because no. That's a half an hour hard limit, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. If you hit that half hour, that's it. You're out. You're gone. Believe me, yep. It's happened to me as well.
Yeah, but I will say the queues have gotten better, because I was hitting queues that were either 40 or 4,000 plus. I think the highest one was 4,980 that I've seen.
Oh, but yeah, the first few days was rough.
Yeah, first week. Whew. And for Adamantoids, currently, when I get off, and I'm not saying what time I get off, because then people are going to be like, oh, I can just jump in then. I highly doubt that, but I'll go in and queue up, and it's between like low two to about mid two thousands now. So it's gotten better.
Things are kind of calming down-ish, maybe a little bit.
Yep. Speedrunners are done and, you know, speedrunning. Got all craft glasses to 90. Yeah, those guys.
I don't understand those people. I really don't. It's insanity. I mean, kudos to you who have done it, who have actually leveled all of your classes, all of your crafters and gatherers to, was it 90 now? But are you okay? And did somebody hurt you? Are you completely off your rocker? Because that is mad as a box of frogs. It really is. No. I could not. I could never. I'm too... Let's call it for what it is, people, lazy.
Oh, yeah. And like, as much as I would love to say how jealous I am of Kuroa, because every time he's been streaming, I notice he's in, but, you know, he has a different schedule than I do. So,
right.
I'll let you take it from here, Kuroa.
Yeah. I planned, I just like, because since it was going to be the first expansion I was going to be streaming for, because I was not working on Twitch during Shadowbringers or anything like that. Like when Shadowbringers,
you were not,
I was working with Etherflow Media, but it was more like when they had me on their stream, I was doing stuff on like lore tours and stuff. It wasn't like expansion based stuff. So I kind of planned. I wanted to try to run as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know I didn't sleep the day of. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't sleep the day of. Just stayed in queue. I got in, and because I think it was like what first queue was about 2,000, so it was really not bad. The very very first queue, but I didn't even do MSQ. I went to unlock Reaper because
edgy boy.
I had been waiting. Like long story short, a friend invited me to go duel, but they were on a different world. I didn't even think about it. I just switched over to the other world.
Oh no!
And we duel a little bit. We had a little fun with the new job, and then when I tried to go back, I was stuck. I couldn't go back to my world. And that was basically all I got to do on the first day of Endwalker, was be stuck in a world queue. Because I was in the game, but I wasn't in my world, and so I couldn't access my retainers, you know, the whole...
Oh, no.
I was stuck. Like, I could prog, but was it really prog when I had no space in my inventory, you know? It's like,
Right.
So, instead of doing anything, I was just like, well, we can't do anything. And, so I just basically, for that time period, so this might be jumping a little ahead, but what I ended up, I had this weird plan where I was like, since I'm streaming my first expansion, I'm going to kind of make it unique to my show, I guess, or to the thing.
Your brand.
To my brand. I was like, is that the word? Yeah, it's my brand. I wanted to show off like basically the timeline of events leading up into Endwalker. So I was like, all right, let's new game plus some of the more major story beats prior to Endwalker to kind of show why this is going to be so important. So here I am streaming some Stormblood stuff because I wanted to show off the really important cutscenes. And that was going pretty well for two or three days, but it was on day two of Endwalker Early Access when I got my first spoiler. And yeah, so jumping ahead, I was like,
I remember
okay,
the
I
rage.
I can't do the timeline thing. I can't do this. I can't have fun, apparently. So we're just gonna skip all of it and just go right into the MSQ. I was kind of grouchy with you guys about it, but because I had a really cool like I even wrote down what I was planning to show off, and
you had like a little roadmap, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I have it back here. Like I pulled up my market board. I was gonna marker board the whole thing and show them where to go and what to do and how to understand the story, and then I got spoiled literally 2 days later, and I'm like, So,
and you had your big Thavnir project as well, which is on hold for now.
Yeah, yep. Because I can't even work on that because that's time away from clearing MSQ. Woo! Yeah. So it's just been chaotic to put in so many words these past few weeks. Just trying my best to avoid spoilers, but also like, yeah, I feel like I can't do anything else other than MSQ, and it's not fun. But yeah, so that's where I've been. Yeah.
So you tried to do stuff in between doing stuff in Endwalker, and then it didn't actually pan out quite right.
Nope, no permission. I'm just like denied. So
like on my end, as far as doing stuff, like I mean, when I wasn't babysitting the queue, the first time we queued up, me and Mars, we decided, hey, we'll just go out for lunch. It's fine. The queue's probably going to take a couple of hours anyway. And then the dreaded 2002 struck, and we realized, oh dear, mm-hmm. we have to be at home if we're going to do this, or one of us has to be at home. So, you know, on my Mars has got plenty of other stuff that he can do in between, and what I've been doing is catching up on laundry, catching up on chores, hoovering up after our puppy who has had her winter shed and has exploded everywhere, which means that it needs to be done daily, which is great. I think in between that, I've also caught up on a lot of like you know, the juicy gossip and drama on YouTube about who's doing what and everything. So I'm all caught up on that tea. I muted all of the Final Fantasy 14 creators, including Mistag, because I was just like, no, I don't want to see any of it. You're all muted. I'm not listening to any of you for the conceivable while, probably not until January at least. I think right. I'm probably not going to start unmuting these people because I'm not done with the MSQ yet. Not by a long shot, I don't think.
Yeah.
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 It is what it is. And as we've established, server queues can be anything. Like Tulp said, like, up in like the 4K, which is usually like about, it could be 3 to 4 hours, you know,
right.
Several hours at peak times is what we're seeing. I think 4 is probably the most I've seen for closing in on 5. So carrying on from that earlier question, you know, what fun time wasters or binge-worthy series do we recommend for other players that are trying to get through the long haul? I mean, you've got people on Gilgamesh with 4K queues at off-peak times, and I feel sorry for them because that's one heck of a wait, and they probably need advice like this.
Right.
Tilp, you said Cowboy Bebop. Is that any good? I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah, it's going to be a mixed review. I will say I'm a little sad that they just announced that they're not going to do the season 2. And it's because of all the people that's like, oh, it's not faithful to the anime. And it's like, anime, live action, of course it's not going to be the same. There's physical limitations. But
they are,
so
hair included.
Yep. But I will admit, I am actually really enjoying it. There are some story beats in certain scenes that are kind of lackluster. If you do watch the first episode and think it's bad, I do suggest at least watching the second one, because the first episode fight scenes are so bad.
That's solid advice, though, because usually the first episode of anything might be a little bit hit or miss, but usually a series tends to hit its stride, you know, 1 or 2 episodes in.
Yeah, like my coworker, they couldn't watch Squid Games because the pacing was too slow. And of course, you don't get into the action until the next episode.
Oh, yeah. Squid Game is one I definitely recommend too, because I had everyone and their grandma badgering me like, watch Squid Game. We want to talk to you about Squid Game. You need to talk about Squid Game. And I'm just like, why? It's a pop, like, there is some part of me that's just like, oh, all the cool kids like it, so I'm just going to sit here and be, you know, an aged grump in my corner and say, oh, I don't like it. Fuck it. But I am a convert. I have joined the masses. Squid Game is incredibly good. And I agree with the bit about pacing, because the first episode and a half, I was just like, this is a bit slow. Where are we going with this? Is there going to be some fun stuff happening? Is there murder? I was promised murder, but I'm not seeing any. Come on, I was promised carnage, give it to me. And then it just didn't happen. I was like, I'm not sure I like this. And then we carried on watching it, and it was obscenely good. I'm hoping there will be a season 2, which delves more into the story. That would be so good.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got Squid Game. We've got Cowboy Bebop, that is a maybe. What else?
Go ahead.
Demon Slayer just updated. They actually started the actual season 2, not the... So this is a really interesting thing they decided to do, and I guess this is kind of a heads up. If you watched the Mugen Train,
the
movie. So apparently season 2 is just a extended edition.
Yeah, it's an OVA, but it's like 3 separate OVAs so far that are a little bit longer and add a little bit more context to certain things.
There's different scenes that are added to it. So like the very first, but they just started the actual season 2 part, the original stuff that's not based on the movie. That's active now, so good time to catch up if you are a
watcher. They did the whole 7 Deadly Sins where, season 2 is just, you know, a couple episodes. It's not really a season, it's just a couple episodes. Season 2 comes in next year.
I'm not going to lie, I don't like it when they do that. Like, I don't. Like, I don't mind when they do a movie in between stuff, because My Hero Academia has done that a whole bunch. Watch that if you haven't, by the way. That is also very, very good, but does occasionally suffer from pacing issues. Occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, My Hero Academia does like the movies in between, but they haven't done the whole, let's condense everything down and make an OVA out of it and then say, hey, this is part of season 2. It's like, no, just have it as its own separate thing. Stop lying. It's a cop out. It's cheating.
Yeah. you know, the Ultimate Cookbook also drops, so I've seen a lot of people actually, you know, wasting some of that waiting time and cooking some recipes from there.
Oh, yes. And I have been watching the glorious Lemon Drop, aka A Recipe Reborn on Twitch. I hate that she is on early, like, morning for me because food, man, the food that she creates, I'm just like, I want to eat it now, but it is not time for me to eat and I should not be hungry at this time of morning. I know people say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I can't eat breakfast. I just can't. It makes people nauseous. But then she's over here cooking all this delicious stuff and I'm just sat here like, oh, but do you want that cookbook and you know, A Recipe Reborn, her Twitch, like they are so bad for me. Like they're so I like that I have expanded my culinary horizons, but got to be careful because all of those recipes are delicious. And if I want to cook them all, I am going to expand like a balloon. That will be bad for me.
I will admit I'm kind of jealous because I can't seem to find any anywhere.
And I've been trying the cookbook.
I've been trying to find the cookbook that's not a secondhand seller. If you know what I mean.
I thought Amazon still had a few.
I saw it on Amazon.
I'll have to
let me have a look.
I was gonna say I'll take a look after the podcast because, yeah. I hear it's very popular and it's like, no.
Yeah, free delivery Tuesday, December 21st, it says on my Amazon.
I'll go there after this podcast.
Oh, it's also, Witcher 2 good book. So
what else?
Witcher 2 just came out.
Oh,
I just remembered. Henry Cavill's back, so. something to focus on.
That is
on.
Another popular one to binge. Yes, it is.
And Eden Zero looked like they popped out some new episodes too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot of anime.
There's a lot, and like moving away from anime, but still animation. One thing Mars and I have been doing is working our way through the Star Wars franchise. So we started with the prequel movies. I know, looking at them now objectively for what they are. They are not terrible. I'm still mad that Jar Jar Binks isn't a Sith, but you know. What can you do at that point? But we've been working through that, and we've gone through Clone Wars, which is the animated series with Anakin and Ahsoka, and that one's really, really damn good. And then we went through The Bad Batch, also really good. We've done Solo. I think we're working our way up to Rogue One now, and we're on Rebels.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff. One thing to be wary of when you are watching The Clone Wars, those guys, if you do decide to pick it up, and I would. It's really, really good. Disney Plus has them out of order, so you have to Google what order to watch them in. So every episode, me and Mars were checking, okay, which one is actually next? Which season do we switch to? So yeah, be aware of that pitfall, but it is definitely worth the watch if there's some skipping around.
Noted.
Go watch it. It's not rubbish.
Yeah, my roommate's trying to convince me to do the Avengers timeline.
Oh my god. I think I'm out of that loop. I'm just like, now I'll come back to that later once all of the movies have kind of just like gone out of my mind. You know, I've forgotten most of them so I can just watch them in order again.
Okay.
As far as games, like not to be a Nier nut because I am. I've been playing Nier Reincarnation on my mobile. That's a fun little time waster and it's not quite as pushy as other gacha games are about hey, spend money, get thing.
Yeah, see that.
They've done a very, very good job on it.
Yeah.
The mobile one? I'll have to look into it.
Yes. It is a lot of fun and the story is very, very good too. I have been very engaged and they've just released a new patch which I'm going to try and get through at some point. I mean, am I in queue now? Yes, I am at 1,373 in queue, people.
Damn it, I'm 1,809. Eventually.
And I logged in after you, I think.
I know, but, that's the sad part.
What, you're on Adamantos, though. Adamantois.
Yep. I'm on Turtle.
Anki. Pronounce it properly.
I'm on the I'm Turtle on Club.
Balmung apparently is quiet for whatever reason. I think everybody moved away because everybody was saying, hey, go to like low pop servers while you're doing this so that you don't get hit with queues quite as hard. And now all the low pop worlds kind of have all these people on them. And they have massive queues. I know I tried to get in on my podcast character, Anki. I tried to get in on Brynhilda, and oh my god, the wait. I gave up.
Yeah, no. we won't be able to get into our podcast characters.
Yeah, that's why we don't.
I've just been playing my main. Sorry, y'all. I would. I would have been leveling other stuff, but
we are scuppered until Brynhilde, you know, chills its tits for a bit and kind of has as few cues. All right, so we've gotten some good ideas of what everybody can waste their time with in between. We've got good mobile game. We've got a lot of series which you can binge watch, which is good because the queues are long. And, you know, 20-minute episodes for anything is good in between.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So with anything that happens around this game, and you know it always happens, there will inevitably be a bevy of memes to go along with the amusement du jour, you know, the thing of the moment. And I told you to research this early, which is good. And I reminded you half an hour before the podcast started. What is your favorite meme as far as like stuff to do with the early days of Endwalker? Because I have a few. I really do. But I want to know what you guys have picked up.
The favorite one so far that has been going around is, have you guys heard of the critically acclaimed Final Fantasy 14 that is no longer in service? It does not contain a free trial that gives you of Realm Reborn and Heaven's Sword and doesn't give you over 80 hours of gameplay. No, this thing game doesn't even exist anymore. And it
that goes in line with one of my favorite memes. And I posted this in Discord. Basically, it's the Endwalker opening screen. The title is Play Something Else. Fuck out of here. We are full.
the reason why mine's so like on the top of my list is because it has a picture of Hildebrand with his smile going,
I love that really is one of my favorites right now, because I mean, people are like photoshopping the free trial button that's usually on the site to say no free trial, no free 80 days or 80 hours or whatever it is. It's just like, no, you can't come in. people kind of, like I said, saw like maybe them restricting the free trial thing, but actually stopping selling the game and telling everybody, no, you can't fucking come in.
Play anymore. No. Yeah.
You can't play anymore. I didn't see that. I'm,
you know what?
Shocked.
You know that one character that's like, is this a butterfly?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's stupid fucking meme. I love that.
I would love to somebody to say, is this Final Fantasy? And just has it as the Q thing.
Oh my God. The 2002 era.
Oh. I have created a monster.
I think the other one, and this one isn't spoilery, but it does pertain to a character that we all know and love. I think it's Thancred is probably like my second favorite meme, because it's just got this big Patrick from SpongeBob energy. Just like,
oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Thancred's little dialogue box pops up and he says, this is Thancred. And it's like, yes, dear, we know. We know it's you. You don't need to tell us.
Oh, yeah.
So I really enjoyed that one. I think, I don't know. Like, I think the 2002 gang memes have basically been my favorite. The Q-related memes. The fact that people are creating Q-related merchandise.
Right,
artisans are out there getting creative and turning all of this pain.
There was holiday.
The world is currently full and everything.
Yeah, there's a holiday Matsuri going on this weekend, and there's a person that's going to every Final Fantasy 14 cosplayer and giving them a plush that says, you know, Q times.
Oh my God! I think it's ahead, Tope.
If I can find it, I will retweet it, because I couldn't stop laughing because they've had like Graha, the twins, everybody.
Nice.
Just the people like recording like their experiences with the queue has also been funny, sticking that on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of memes on my thing that I can't show, obviously, because no, that's bad. I've retweeted it, but that is bad. Yeah, play something else. Get the fuck out of here. Please unhear about the critically acclaimed MMORPG Final Fantasy XIV with an expanded free trial, which you can play through the entirety of Realm Reborn and the award-winning Heavensward expansion up to level 60 for free with no restrictions on playtime. Our servers can't take it. Yeah, do not start your free trial. Do not buy now. It's ridiculous, and it's great, and I love it to pieces. And I like to see that the Amarotine steal their look meme has resurfaced, because I don't know what what makes me laugh about this. It's just like giant Snuggie with hood, $30. La Perfa lingerie set, $1,400. La Perfa garter belt and stocking, $300. And I'm just like, how do you know what the Amaro teens wear under their stupid robes? How do you know? And why are you assuming this?
Yeah. I have one more to toss in here because everybody knows about like last week when like Final Fantasy actually just flat out died. No one could go to servers. People were getting kicked left and right.
Yep.
Yeah.
It popped up on my Twitter feed. Day 7, still stuck in the FC workshop. I've started to eat the dyes now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. If you are in a building, good luck leaving it, sis. And good luck getting in if you are outside that building.
I apparently can't get in their houses.
I've been thrown out of my FC house and I can't get in. They have changed the locks on me. They have told me, no, ma'am, you are not allowed in anymore. Like, get stuffed. You can't be in here.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine how frustrating it would be if you, like, got that notification? Hey, we're going to demo your house soon. You better come in. It's like, looks at you.
When the gate actually first started up, I did get those emails for both my FC house and my personal house. And I was like, oh, but queues.
Yep.
I practically like choked on all of my own organs, like tripping over myself, trying to get in so that I could refresh both my house and my FC house.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
This is like every time the server does this, there's always usually like about 5 people who say, I got the emails and my house is about to be destroyed because it happens because I don't know why they haven't fixed it yet. I bet it's part. That's another. There we go. There's another meme. What is it? The 2002 bug being part of the 1.0 framework.
Yeah.
And there's this picture of this woman that says, hey, bitch, thought you'd seen the last of me. It's just get rid of that old framework.
You know what would have been even funnier?
Square Enix needs some help.
Instead of it being a person that says you can't get rid of me, if it was one of the potted plants from 1.0.
Oh, no.
I hate that. Why would you voice that into the world? Like, I didn't even play 1.0 and I know what that shit is.
It needs to be a minion, though. I would absolutely get that if it was a minion.
Just
the potted plant as a reference. Like, there's no, they don't even like mention why. They're just like, it's a potted plant minion, and everyone knows anyway. Like, yep.
Just everyone plotted pet minion. Plotted pet. Wow, can't even speak. Plotted pant.
What's hard?
I'm putting pants instead of plants. Potted plant, and then in the caption it just says, "If you know, you know."
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
The 1.0 even community collectively lives in fear for the rest of the 10-year plan for this game.
Yeah.
My frames.
I just know. Yeah, just why.
Just make a small hint on like, because they have that little description before, and it's like the most feared thing from or however long ago we are now, from a decade ago or whatever. The most feared object come to form.
I just the fact that a potted plant of all these things could just like ruin the game for you. Just
right.
This unassuming object just has too many fucking polygons or whatever the fuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
More than some of the cutscenes.
Exactly. Now, moving with that little theme of frustration, let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum and let's address the elephant in the room regarding this release, this expansion. And we can't really deny it. So there has been a level of frustration associated with the release, encompassing like a lot of factors, some that are genuinely outside of SE's control, because they just are, like the process and stuff and everything they need for their server towers and gubbins like that.
Semiconductors they mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So let's just be frank and constructively discuss some of our own vexations with this. And I know a lot of us are on the same page about certain things, so we can have a good constructive little venting session and get some of this out.
I'm going to go last.
You're going to go last? Okay, Kara, like, you have been the most aggrieved, I think. Tilp has been the most aggrieved, but you have definitely been the second most.
My thing is, like, I am a content creator. I'm literally doing the exact same thing as every single one of these other YouTubers right now. And yes, they might be a little bit longer in the business or more time in the business or have more content than I do. But never in my mind did it occur to me that I was going to just throw out all the new stuff onto the channel without proper thumbnails, without proper naming systems and proper naming convention that takes maybe less than 5 minutes to do. I will literally, like, I will offer my services. I will make you a thumbnail if that is hard. I will make you a thumbnail that's non-spoiler if that is hard for you. But for some reason, there are content creators out there that were not able to do that. And it was just, boom, here's this, boom, here's this, boom, here's this. Like, literally, it was every other day, I think, YouTube would recommend me some of the stuff. And I think it's an awkward experience because it's like, part of it is it my fault? Not entirely sure, because I listened to the themes that were previewed to us in FanFest. So, it, you know, by name, it was like, yo, Thavnir theme, whatever, you know? And right. So I was listening because I love the Thavnir theme. It's very much my own, you know, cultural aesthetic there. And so here I am listening to that on YouTube, but for some, you know, I guess YouTube tracked, the algorithm then tracked it as me desirous to learn to listen to all Final Fantasy music. And since the recommended system usually, I guess it either tracks, I don't know how it really tracks, but I think the goal is to give you new content or keep refreshing your feed. The newest music to be posted was the Endwalker music. And I'm like, okay, additionally, if you want to post the Endwalker music on your channel, that's absolutely fine. But label it properly. Say, fifth zone theme. Say, sixth zone theme. Say, you know, theme from 80 level 87 dungeon. You know what I mean? Like, that is
not because there's only so much you can do to curate your own experience online. And when people...
If the algorithm is going to be a problem, then you just got to label it properly. But no, they were just putting the flat name. Like, this is X-Boss. And I'm like, what? Like,
but we've had a conversation about this, and you know, we've talked about this constructively, and we've not, I mean, maybe we got a little bit heated at some points, but not at each other. There is something about this expansion that has people absolutely goddamn rabid to get through it, post release everything. It and churn it out, post everything, get it all done within like the first 3 days. And it's like, did none of y'all hear about like the maybe like 2 week embargo, you know, can you not just give us 2 weeks?
The legal 2 week embargo that all content creators are requested to sign upon getting invited to the media tour. Like, they are legally bound
and to they're acknowledge not doing that. It.
And it's like this one's like, yeah, if they're not like, what's the word? They're not doing this for a media tour, they're not doing this for Square Enix, they're not sponsored by Square Enix. That's fair. But it's still very widely known in the media industry that you at least wait 2 weeks. Like, they do that for movies. They do that for, you know, and this is, we're talking about like New York Times style stuff. Whenever they do their reviews, they're not popping stuff as soon as it comes out. And if they do, they're labeled very, very appropriately. So it's like, if we're going to work in the industry, we got to mind the industry standard. And that's what it's always been. It's always been 2 weeks. I've never seen it be any different. Not, you know. There's no change because of the pandemic. There's no change because of anything like that. Like, that is just being aware of, this is a social experience. You can't just talk about things that are meant to be surprises out in the open and then be like, well, you should have not been on Twitter. It's a pandemic. I want to socialize. Like, come on. Like, I'm staying at home, but I'm also trying to keep up with my friends. You're telling me I can't keep up with my friends because I have to silence everything? That's not fair to me, you know? And it's just, the talk could go for several hours.
Yeah.
Right. I've extensively curated my feed, and I've had one of the later trials spoiled for me. I know what that is now. I know, because the raid folks, and I know not all of you do this, guys. I know, congratulations on your clears and everything. But like, there are some of them that are just like, oh, hey, look, these are my weapons that are from X trial. And I'm like, okay, that's great. You might have abbreviated, but they'll know what that is. Also, you didn't tag it as a spoiler, which you should have.
Right.
And when you do that, I can't do anything about it. I mean, and like you said, you can say, oh, we'll stay off Twitter. And it's like, well, does it really cost a whole heck of a lot of energy for you to just really tag your shit correctly? Because it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
I am currently in the business. I'm speaking from experience. It takes maybe an extra 5 minutes just to double check your content, make sure you're not spoiling anything. Like, I even go on my Twitch and check my thumbnails to double, like, to make sure it's okay. Like, I don't want people to be accidentally spoiled, and it doesn't take that much work. But for some reason, it's like people are more okay with just not taking the time to do that, and then just, you know, doubling down whenever they get called out. And right. It's like, no, you need to just apologize and don't do it again. But realize this was something, you know, this was, what's the word? This was highly expected by a lot of people. Highly anticipated. It's been delayed twice. I say twice because the first one was because of the virus. We should have been playing this in June of 2021. Like the normal game time cycle would have had this in our hands ages ago. So we were all waiting for so long, and you know the least we could have done was just get everyone a chance to experience it on their own terms, and we couldn't do that. And it hurts. It's disappointing. It's like, you know, you wanna make content off of this. That's awesome, but you got to mind the community too. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But
people putting stuff in shout chat though and yell chat purposefully to spoil God, people. See, I am addressing this sect of people specifically, the trolls and the assholes among us. I'm just going to come out here and say it. You are an asshole if you're posting spoilers in shout chat and yell and say, I've got all of those bastards turned off because I was forewarned to have them all turned off.
Right.
But I see people on Twitter saying, hey, I've been spoiled by people shouting in shout chat in Limsa. Uldah is like the biggest one for it.
I haven't been to the main city states in all this whole time.
To all of you that do this, I hope your PC catches fire and just becomes a puddle of mush, because that is such a dick move. Come on, mate.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, who hurt you? Are you having a bad day? If you're having a bad day, you know, look. Let's have, you know,
go in PvP.
We'll go hang out. I don't know. We'll find a place to relax. But venting your frustrations by spoiling the game in shout chat, like whatever's going on in your life that makes you think you need to do that, I'm sorry. But no, that's not nice. Don't do it.
It really isn't. And it's just like I said earlier, and you've both agreed with me, it's like there's something about this expansion pack that has people rabid. It's different. It's hit differently.
I can actually speak on what's different. So, of course, we have the influx of all those people from WoW. But here's the other thing. With that influx, Final Fantasy has actually gotten so popular that it's been one of the top categories for a while on Twitch and YouTube for a small section. And what most of that tails to is people are like, oh, this is the new thing. I need to start spamming this stuff out so I can get those views and get that money.
Yeah, the ad revenue and stuff that people are getting for Final Fantasy 14 is causing a lot of poor decisions being made.
Yeah.
And community wise, because it's like, no, like I get it. Trends are always going to, trends are always going to generate people that aren't genuinely interested. They just see the value in it in terms of like business, right? They see, oh, hey, everyone plays this game, so if I play this game, then everyone's going to like me and I get money that way. I'm not even trying to be sneaky about it. That's literally how it works for a lot of people. And I have seen it. I've physically seen this. The thing is, if that is what you need to do to survive, by all means, you know, get the bread, but be mindful. It's not that hard. You know what
and
I mean?
Especially don't put pressure on other content creators to release it. Because, Crow, you have said you are under pressure, feeling like, you know, the cues are all stacked against you, and then you feel the need to get through the story. And we've had conversations where
I don't get to take my time with it. I don't get to...
Right.
Like, and this isn't a spoiler, but there's new lore. There's a lot of new lore. And I've been trying really, really hard to... I want to explore it. I want to enjoy it the way I've always enjoyed this game since I ever started, and I can't even do that. I've been told not to take notes because it takes too long. I've been told not to do a side quest because it takes too long. I've been told don't do the role quest, don't do this, just do MSQ. And I'm like, why do you get to dominate my experience? Like, no, what?
Why do you get
who
to
gave
tell,
you that permission?
You don't pay my sub. Don't tell me how to spend time in the game.
Literally, it's like, you know, like. And, you know, people like to say that in terms of, like, mechanics. And, you know, I'm like, well, if you're going to clear the fight, you got to do it a certain way. That's all I have to say. But in terms of the story, please don't tell me to do the story a certain way. Like, that's not nice. And this was supposed to be the finale, right? Not only is it a new thing, a new Final Fantasy experience, it's the final Final Fantasy experience for this current arc. And I was very much desirous to be invested and learn as much as I could about what was going to be what was going to be the end. Like, I wanted to see what the whole point. No, I didn't even get to get that whole experience. Like, yeah, it's still, I will say this, I didn't predict things, but still, nothing should have been said, right? Regardless of the new things that get that they show off. It's like, no, still, don't be hinting at it. Don't be like, oh, wait, you'll like this part. Just wait, you know, like, no, don't tell me that. Like,
tell if I know you retweeted this off of me, like people saying, oh, you're going to cry at this part. And that in
like,
of
yeah,
itself.
Don't tell me that.
Don't
yeah.
tell me that I'm going to cry or get mad. Like, don't. That's a spoiler in of itself. I want everything to be a surprise.
I will say something awkward is funny, though. Awkward and funny. Like, in its own, like, so I've had people tell me, oh, you're going to cry at this part. And then I got to that part and I didn't cry.
Didn't cry.
And I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't feel it the way you did, I guess. Like, I was like, is there something wrong?
I really
it was this really awkward experience there. And I'm like,
Right. I really second that experience around people telling me how to play. Because I have had people getting on my ass as they do, or as they have been, saying, hey, we want to talk to you about this. We want your perspective on it. You know, we want to be able to discuss it with you, but we can't because you're holding yourself back. And I will explain.
Yes. This. Yeah. I've heard that too. Someone's saying I'm punishing myself for not doing. I'm like, bruh, right. I am. I got things to say.
The reason I'm holding myself back is because I want to be able to play it with my husband, with Mars.
Right.
I don't want to spoil him and he doesn't want to spoil me. So we play together. We go through the MSQ together. We do all of the same side quests. We have exactly the same information in both of our little collective repositories, you know? So there's no one of us that has a leg up on the other. And apparently, me doing this, playing the game this way, as I made the adult decision to, I am a grown-ass woman. I can make that decision by myself. Apparently, that makes my husband the asshole because I'm holding myself back for him. And I don't have the content I would need to input it into the podcast or this, that, the other, da-da-da-da. And it's like, excuse me. A, you don't pay my sub. B, you don't call my husband an asshole. And C, get the fuck out of my face. Absolutely, get the fuck out of here with that. No, absolutely not. Don't you come to me with that.
It's been pretty nasty. Just the commentary and of course, the what constitutes a spoiler thing, like you mentioned earlier. It's like, I thought we had this figured out. Final Fantasy XIV is 11 years old, right? Like, come on, y'all. This isn't new.
It's not rocket science.
And even if you're going to debate this particular series or franchise or whatever particular content you consider non-spoilers, like, we weren't this bad at Avengers Endgame. We weren't this bad at Season 8 of Game of Thrones. You know, like, we weren't this bad for some of the biggest finales known to pop culture history. And for some reason, this one is just like, well, what about that is? It's like, well, what about this? It's like, did you forget? Do you not know what the word spoiler means? Like,
yes, Snape kills Dumbledore is a spoiler.
Yeah,
come on, people.
Yeah. See, and it's just like, the thing is, sure, that, you know, that particular moment should be, or what's the word? It's been out for a minute. Sure, I understand that. But you have to understand also, if someone hasn't seen it, regardless if it's been old, you're still trying to maintain the experience for them. Give them a chance. You know what I mean? Not everyone had a chance to watch it when it was popular or whatnot, what have you. You know, not everyone had a TV or not everyone had, you know, access to that. So it's like, even if it's been out for a while, why just view it all out there and just tell people what it is? Like, that's not fair. And yeah, like I have a community. I have a couple of community members who just started A Realm Reborn, who just got finished with Stormblood, you know, and I feel bad because they still visit me on my stream, and I'm like, please leave. I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm like, don't look
don't
at this.
Don't want to be mean, but leave,
please. And I'm like, please. Like, I've gotten in the habit of finding non-spoiler corners to kind of camera into, so that if they do want to say hi, I give them a chance to say hi before they leave. I don't want to be like, yo, blam, like, here's the cutscene, like. I find a little corner and hide in there while I'm talking to them, and like, like little things like that. But you know, I've and at this point, from what I understand, with my efforts, they have not been spoiled. And they still are able to come visit me while I'm playing Endwalker stuff and not get spoiled. And that's cool. That's what I was gunning for this whole time, is being able to enjoy, you know, watch these awesome people get through the game for on their terms. They get to explore Final Fantasy 14 fresh and new. And I'm not sitting here telling them, well, guess what happens at the end of Stormblood? You know, like, no, like, why would I do that? What is the value? Now they get to have this on their own terms, and they're going to enjoy it. And then they get to come into DMs and be like, wow, that was, you know, like, and that's awesome. That's what I look forward to. I don't know why no one else does. Or, you know, like the large amount of the community out there on Twitter. And so they're just like, hey, let me post everything about quest number 80 or quest level 87. And I'm like, no, stop. Like, don't. Wait.
Yeah, to those of you who are tagging your stuff, like with ROT13
tags,
like, thank you so much. Till,
absolutely.
I think we need to give you the floor, because from what you've told me, you have been absolutely just destroyed.
And if there's more, that's just like I'm like, scared.
A lot of it kind of comes off of what Kroa and Enki have already experienced. So for my line of work, I do. This is going to be a surprise for everybody. Not really. So in my actual real life work, I am a content creator for a company and all this other stuff. Well, with doing so, I still have to log into my account in order to get over to my access side of that. So I've got TikTok, I've got Twitter. Thankfully, Instagram, I can just easily just switch over and log in. Same with Facebook. So I don't have to worry about that. But like TikTok is a huge offender of spoilers for me, at least. And it's mostly just when I'm like on break, I'm just like sitting there scrolling, just looking at some videos and stuff, you know, see what's kind of happening. And I've tried so hard to not like or watch anything Final Fantasy, but I don't know how it, I mean, well, I kind of know how, cause I followed Jahara a couple podcasts ago and like a couple of her Final Fantasy character stuff. And I think that's why it's starting to bleed into my TikTok now. And
yeah, the algorithm.
Yeah. And all of a sudden this week, the whole, like, I've managed to avoid most spoilers. Like, I've popped into Kroa's stream. I'm behind him by like a couple quests, but I can, you know, at least put him on, put music a little bit louder to him, and mark him to where he's still talking, but at least it's, you know, covered, so that way I can give him an extra view.
Right.
For TikTok,
ain't nothing you can do about that.
There's nothing I can do other than like, but by that time, the damage is already done. It's like,
yeah, the statement's already made. Yeah,
the statement's already made. And as I was telling Enki and Kroa before the podcast, is like, it'd be nice if they would put like a spoiler warning. Like, I get TikTok. You get 15 seconds on most videos is about the retention time of anybody on TikTok. Sometimes a minute, sometimes. But like, for you to just slap spoilers, and I'm not going to name anybody or I'm not going to say exactly what they did, but for you to put that stuff out there, and I mean, granted, we got, as the time of recording, we got two more days and then, you know, the embargo is gone.
Right.
That's just launch embargo.
But that's still two more days.
Yeah, that's two more days. But like, it's very... Like, I know Kroa talked about one of his friends who got leaked a spoiler, and now they just don't even want to do Endwalkers. They're just stopped.
Yeah, I had someone actually message me that they've decided to, in their minds, end the story at Shadowbringers because of how upset they are. And I was like, oh,
and that's
that
awful.
Hurts. That hurts that people have to make decisions like that, like genuinely be like, I can't even enjoy the game because it was taken away, my opportunity was taken away from me like that.
Yeah, and so, like, it's almost gotten to that point for me, but I'm going to still continue because I'm heavily invested into it. Like, I want to see what my character choices will do, because, you know, obviously some of your character choices kind of reflect later on in quests. Sometimes, not all the time. But then, like, I popped into YouTube, and just like Kroll, except it wasn't a thumbnail. It was just a flat-out list of videos. And don't get me wrong, one of the content creators, Maloney, he is doing good. Yeah. He's put, like, hey, Zone 1, spoiler, didn't even say anything else. Just says Zone 1, spoiler, and that's, you know, obviously limitations
that's
of YouTube.
That's how you tag it.
Yeah, that's how you tag it. That's easy. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, that is the perfect way to do it. Like, Zone 1, blank. Exactly. Like, you didn't even have to finish that. And then, of course, embargo lifts, he'll change it.
Right.
Like, I would have wished that it would have been done like that, but no. Just like Kroa, hey, music for this. Hey, music for that. Hey, music for this with a thumbnail of person there.
Sorry, I mean, it was the... I went to upload a video, because I'm still trying to keep my channel going, and I posted some lore thing. And as I, like, once I posted the lore thing and I was watching it to make sure it plays out well, right after that played out, the next video to play was a spoiler, and I'm like,
no!
I have autoplay turned off, thankfully.
the autoplay betrayed me. I was like, no! Oh! Like, why? Why is
that
this
is why
online?
I have it turned off for a really, really good reason.
I did not realize it was going to get me like that. I was just like, all right.
That's like those people that are sitting there like, oh yeah, I'm going to watch YouTube while I go to sleep. And then they wake up and it's like a documentary. Instead of it being documentary, it's all spoilers.
Right.
So this right here is a potential spoiler, but I'm not going to go into full detail because obviously we know the characters there, which is Anima. The sheer point of what Anima is got spoiled to me. I'm very pissed off. Like, I haven't even gotten that far into the story.
That was supposed to be one of the surprises.
Yeah.
There's an actual reason for that to be there. There is a reason that is a plot device. And it's like, come on, man. Just leave it alone.
And this was on TikTok. And the way they said it is like, hey, blah, 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 is this, and is like,
what?
What kind of
content are you making that requires you to be, like, dropping, like, that doesn't mean, like,
TikTok
I stole that shit.
Yeah, TikTok is a completely different place, because, again, people only have a retention of 15 seconds on most TikTok videos, according to the according to video play thing.
The beep boop.
So, like, if you don't get them in that hook, then, you know, you lose them at, like, maybe 5 seconds. And it's, like, for them to be, like, boom, and then boom, and then boom, and it's, like...
It's like with Vine. You have to put as much information in there as possible all at once. You have to really pack it in there.
Vine was just 5 seconds, period.
Vine was good. Sorry, TikTok. Vine was good.
5 second films was my favorite that came out of Vine. Oh my God, he's engaging the enemy, and it turns. It's like a war scene. They say that, and it cuts over to the guy, and he's like on his knee in all war outfit, proposing to the next person. And it cuts back. We lost a good man.
It like, is an engagement, though.
Yeah, it is an engagement.
But yeah, I understand how the TikTok algorithm works. Do I think it sucks? Yes. Do I think that people are not tagging their shit on TikTok? I don't know 100% how TikTok works. I have to assume that you can put spoiler in the header.
There are tags.
Then
you
I know
can,
I've
but
made a few, but
just like Twitter and other stuff, a lot of people are putting the current hashtags, not current
because that's what gets you seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Phone. I'll read you one hashtag. I'm going to turn my audio down so I don't ruin everybody's ears with the displeasure of the clock app. So here is one of the hashtags. Actually, that doesn't count. Let's go with this one. So normally you'll have hashtag FYP for the For You page. Because Spider-Man No Way Home's out, a lot of it's hashtag Spider-Man or No Way Home, or and I'm not going to say the other things that they have listed on there because, you know, I don't want to ruin that for everybody.
Right.
But yeah,
there are people who want to see that movie.
Yeah, I want to go see that movie, but I've already watched the not watched. I've read the script because the script got leaked.
Oh no!
So you spoiled yourself in that effect. So you have no one to blame but you in that.
Yeah, if
that
you
instance.
Make a choice, yeah, that's different. But
as,
but you should be allowed to make that choice.
Yeah, because exactly. I do like doing film stuff, and like reading scripts is like just grabbing a book off of the library shelf and just reading it. It's just like that for me.
Right.
It's weird because, you know, if you've seen a movie script, it is so weird. So you have to have a lot of imagination to actually kind of render the video into your head.
I would have to argue that it is really no different to say, hey, reading the Lord of the Rings trilogy and then going and seeing it, apart from the fact that the movies are subsequently quite different.
Yeah, like the way movie scripts are worked out is like scene, and then it takes the place, and then it adds character speak instead of, you know, a paragraph with like, you know,
as there's you walk formatting into involved.
Yeah, the formatting's so different.
It there reminds me of when we had to read actual plays and stuff like that, like theater plays in English class.
They
hate that.
Stuff like that. All right. I'm posting this into the host chat because it just popped up. My cue is 666.
Nice.
Your cue is the number of the beast.
But yeah, no, like, and I was frustrated and I vented on Twitter about it because, yeah,
did.
I was angry.
No, like, absolutely a valid reason. Yeah. That's not people. I don't know.
We're not alone, like, in this sentiment. It's not restricted to us.
I've been really working hard on content creation since pandemic started, and just seeing what people are willing to do to get that extra few views or get that extra few, you know, trends. It's unhealthy. Like, yeah. let's just be honest with each other. That's very unhealthy that you're willing to risk, like, your position in the community, you know, because you want a couple of extra eyeballs on your content. That's not okay. Like, you should really think about that. Be like, what is it worth it? Because I will tell you it's not. But, you know, probably argue with me anyways. But like,
I mean, you technically, at this point, you risk the people who gave you the bag in the first place.
Exactly. The people that you're working with, the people you're creating content for, that's what you need to talk about. It's not about the content you're making. It's about the people you're making the content for. And if you, cool. You're making 10 TikToks a week or whatever. But what does it matter if no one's there to watch it? Because you're pushing everyone away because you're not minding the community's request. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need to. Conversation needs to
etiquette.
Keep going. Etiquette, content, etiquette.
And consideration. Etiquette and consideration are the two big words that I keep bandying around with people.
Right.
It's just like, look, be considerate.
If somebody
tells you, I don't want to see this, or I don't want you to talk to me about this, or don't do this because I really want it to be an unspoiled experience, please respect their wishes. It's really no skin off your back. You get to go in, whatever the fuck you want in the game. Absolutely whatever the fuck you want. You can barrel through the MSQ. You can, you know, post spoilers, private your account, and post it to all your friends or whatever. But like, if somebody literally comes out and says, hey, I'm doing something, I don't want to be spoiled, or I don't want this kind of information, and I want to curate my experience to be as, you know, spoiler-free as possible, like, don't drag them for it. Come on, don't shade them for it. There is no need to. Like, there really isn't. I'm seeing people drag left and right on Twitter because they're not through the MSQ yet.
You didn't finish it. I'm like, oh, my fault. I couldn't even log in. Excuse me.
Yeah, with the queues and the errors. Excuse me, ma'am.
Terrible discussion piece that you're going to blame me for not doing MSQ when I can't even log in. And when I'm in, I can get kicked out at any time.
Right. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but that's toxic. And it just is. Let's call it for what it is. It's toxic. Please, come on, guys. Yep. We are better than this. Don't have that attitude. Please just...
Not in the vein that we have always been, what is it? Our favorite thing to say in the Final Fantasy XIV community is that we're nicer, or, you know, we're more welcoming. And it gets pointed out a lot. Like, a lot of World of Warcraft content creators have been like, wow, they weren't kidding. Y'all are really, really nice. Y'all are really, really helpful. You know, you helped me with this, or you helped me with this. Like, can we keep that going?
Keep
like,
that
why,
same
why,
energy.
Why would we give that up because of our newest and latest and greatest? Why would we give that image up? And start accusing people for, you know, it's their fault they didn't beat MSQ in 2 days. Like, not everyone has the opportunity to do so. You know, some people haven't even, like...
I know I haven't. I know some people haven't even been able to fucking log in.
So that's not fair to even say that. And then even, you know, if it makes you feel bad, I'm not here to put anyone down and make you feel bad. I'm here to make you think. It's like, just think about it and try not to do it again, because we need to definitely learn from this moment.
Yeah, you know, Highland says, here, feel, think, so maybe do some of that. Please, come on. I don't like Highland. I don't like Highland, but please, her live, laugh, love, like, whole spiel here. Please just do this.
Take some time to think about, the others. The biggest part of Final Fantasy XIV has always been the community, and I know it's so great, because the moments that I remember being able to meet all the other players and seeing how many people this game is able to invite and have and create communities for. Like, there's literally a group for everybody in Final Fantasy XIV, right? There's content for everybody in Final Fantasy XIV. This is a very welcoming game. We got to keep that mentality going, especially, this has been, I would love to venture to say, not with evidence or numbers or analytics or anything, but like knowing that this probably kept a lot of people afloat during the pandemic. Like this game, being able to play it, being able to meet their friends, being able to have that opportunity, something to do, something to hold on to, something to keep them going during this really, really rough time that no one was prepared for.
Right.
And then you're going to spoil the new content on them? Like, come on. That's not
and you've got the new people coming into the game who maybe haven't gotten through everything that are doing it. They haven't done the skipping or anything. Like, you know, I do love a good skip potion.
Who are trying. But, yeah, no, like, I skip on my alts all the time.
Come on, we've got new people coming in, and they're going to see us acting like this. And I'm like, that is not a good look, sis. It just fucking isn't. Like, we need to put up or shut up and really, like, we are a good community. We can be, and we really need to go back to the energy we had before Endwalker, as far as being entitled to other people's playtime, to how they play, to whether or not it's any skin off your back to tag your spoilers when you could be doing a service to the community and saving somebody's overall experience. Because this thing is, what, 11 years in the making? Isn't it 11 years old now? It's old. This is an old game that went from garbage to glory.
Lowest rating. Yep, lowest rating. If I recall, like I say this, but, evidence-wise, I'll probably have to look into it. But if I recall, it was around this time Square Enix was very close to bankruptcy.
Right.
When 1.0 was out. Like, this was, it was a bad time for the entire company. And Yoshida and co. turned that around. Like, very slowly, very steadily managed to get to the point where this is their biggest revenue generator right now. Like,
just be excellent to one another. I mean, Yoshi P asked you to do that. I mean, just let's be better than this. Like, let's be better.
Learn from what we've experienced and just not... 6.1 is going to be a whole new story. Let's not just drop it. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if it is a whole new story, that's awesome, but that still means don't be popping all the details as soon as it goes out. Like, give people
this is the tea
weeks.
That we don't want. Like, we don't want. We want to wait until that tea is cold to sample it, sis. Like, that's absolutely what we want the tea to be cold, maybe lukewarm, but we definitely don't want it while it's still piping hot.
Right.
I can tell you, I feel a little bit better after that, because this has been. It's been heavy on my shoulders. I have not felt great about some of the attitudes in the community, and being able
I've been very stressed. I've been very stressed these past 2 weeks because of just everything related to Endwalker, and I'm kind of on a timeline. I got to get this done before I go to travel. So it's like rushing to get it done. Yeah. So.
Okay. Nah. We've shaken out our feathers and we've got some of that negative air cleared, which is good, because I can tell you I needed that. Let's have for the final question for today, just so that we don't go on over long and so people can get into the game and actually complete the story and like make some progress with their content. I can tell you I'm Enki right now. What am I, Enki? Let's give a live Enki count. I am at 194, ladies and gentlemen. That is great.
592.
You'd caught up to me for a little bit, Tulp. You were 200 behind me and I guess whatever Adamantois. Oh my God, ma'am. Please.
Turtle.
The turtle server. Clearly there's like more people ahead of you, or like your pool is bigger, or there's some fuckery going on. I don't know what you
people
do. Or people
just
over.
Not logging off either.
Right. So last question. let's have a good laugh at this, because you guys can probably identify with this or like empathize. Let us find the king of all queue times among us. So be that queuing for duties on your new classes, trying to get into the game in the first place, or, and this is my personal favorite, rescuing your character from a non-homeworld server.
Yeah.
Let's figure out which one of us had the longest queue time. I don't think I'm going to be able to clinch it, but I think I'll be close.
All right. Who's first?
Tell you go, because you have talked to us about being plagued by queue problems. You just have. They have not lined up well.
So the longest, like, time-wise queue that I have had has been almost six and a half hours.
No.
That was the time that I had the 4,980 queue.
I hate that for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not like that anymore, but I still hate that for you. When was that? Was like that shortly after launch, like a couple of days after, on the day?
I would say, let's see here. I didn't start playing Endwalkers until the Monday before early access, or before expansion launch, not early access. I want to say it was probably about the Friday after game launch. So a week after early access.
That's wow.
Now, mind you, I get off and I get home by about 5:30. If I rush it and make it through 5 o'clock traffic, it's about 5:30. Right. So almost 6.5 hours. I got in and it was about midnight when I got in.
At that point, I would have just been like, I didn't want to play this game today anyway.
Yeah.
I would just say, fuck this, I'm going to bed.
And that was one of the days that I had to sit there and like make sure to keep up on my queue and, you know,
babysit.
2002, I got to get back in real fast or, you know, go back to the back of the line. So, yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
The back to the back of the line thing has happened to me once. Mars and I, when we queue up, this time being the only instance where we haven't, we usually queue up together. If one of us has to step away and do something, the other one will keep an eye on things. Originally, we hadn't figured out the system, and I was by myself at home during the day, and I went to potter off and do something that was far more interesting than watching a metaphorical paint dry. And I regretted it because I got booted all the way to the back of the queue. And it was like, I don't know, 5K. And I was like, I hate this. Mm-hmm. Babysitting queues is the worst.
It is. Because, like, my computer is in my room now because I used to have it out in my living room study area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took in my roommate and his child, and having anything fancy out there is like asking it to get broken.
That is asking for it to be. Yes, children are troublesome. They really, really are.
Curiosity.
Yeah. But other than that, like dungeon queues, no problem with that. Those are easy. Like, I think the longest I waited was maybe 20 minutes on a leveling roulette.
And you're queuing up as your main. You're up as goon, right?
I'm queuing up as Dragoon, so it's not that bad. Really not bad for Dragoon.
I'm just sat here. Like, I think I tried to get into a leveling roulette, and I was there for about, I think, on Balmung, and I was there for about 2 hours, and I was like, you know what? Sod this. Fuck this. Mm-hmm. So I've put Tank on her now so that I can just, I can farm some time stones, because she's getting to the point where she'll hit 80, which means I can start her through, the new content, but she needs gear before I can do that. But I can't farm gear because the queue times are too long and too frustrating because there's a million and one Reapers loose now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the queue time that I want to submit, though. Like, I am a little bit behind Tilp in this regard, but I made the mistake. I think I may have said this earlier. I left one of my characters on Brynhilde because I'd bought some stuff over for, I can't remember who it was. I think I'd bought some stuff over for Enki, like some glam stuff. And I bought my main over from Balmung to bring it over. And then I was just like, well, I didn't think about it. And I left her there. And there my lizard sat. And the next day I was like, well, I'll go on and potter around a bit. I'm sure I can do some leveling or whatever else. So I get in and there she is. She's stuck on Brynhilde, my poor lizard. And then I go to the Aetherite and I'm like, I want to go home now. the queue was like 4.5, almost 5 hours. And I reached, I think, 15 in queue by the time I'd lost the will to live. And I was like, I'm done. You can stay on Brynhilde for a bit, baby. I'm sorry. You can stay here. You can't come home just yet. That's probably my worst queue. Like, just trying to free one of my characters from a server that was not their home.
Oof.
Mm.
As I look over it.
Yeah, oh, I think, God. I want to say, was it the longest queue time I had? Well, there was the 6 hour issue with trying to get my character back to my home world.
Yeah, but that
was, yeah, it was like, they said, they would say, it's like, you're number, what, 30 in queue? And I was like, okay, cool. And
that's
then
not
that
too bad.
That number lasted for several hours. And
because people weren't moving.
Yeah, I think the issue was like also, what was really embarrassing is like some of the really bad queue times, I was also live. And I didn't plan ahead for that, so I'm sitting there on stream, just like, so what's up? What's up with you all? I hope your life is good. You know, like just like trying to have idle conversation. I got to the point where I started reading the Final Fantasy 14 short stories on stream because I was like, all right, here's something that takes a long time, that something lore related to that I can do. But oh my goodness, it was just like, why is it so embarrassingly long? Like, I think the most I've seen number-wise was like 4,300. And that was, oh my gosh, when was that? I think that was like a couple weeks ago. But then recently the 90K, where that I actually got back in right at the 2,000 mark. And I was like, oh gosh, the thing is, you know something's up when you get to the point where 2,000 is okay. You've been conditioned, you're like, oh, 2000 is not that bad. You're like, ah, wait, no, that's not, I shouldn't get comfortable with this number. Hold up.
You should absolutely not get comfortable with that number. It is a terrible number to be comfortable with.
Amazing. Because, you know, just never really thought about it before, but now it's like, yeah, I'm always waiting for somebody. But most of the time I've pretty much metered out a system where, and if this is bad, I apologize before ahead of this time, but I wake up and the first thing I do is log in, and then I go brush my teeth, and then I and so I'm in queue while, yeah, I queue as soon as I wake up, and usually that's not bad, like that's like less than 100 people to wait on, but that's early in the morning, and then I do everything else, and I just make sure to move around while I'm taking care of stuff like chores and whatnot, then I'll start to play, because like I'll admit it. I burnt food accidentally trying to stay in the game, keep my eye on the queue and stuff like that. I've burnt food, so not bad, but it was like,
you told me about
I was
that.
Like, oop. I undercooked some food too. I actually got sick one day because you were. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, brains are weird. I'll just put it out there. Brains are weird. But like, I just really wanted to not get kicked out of the game. And for some reason, that prioritized actually taking care of my meal. It's weird. But then I realized later, I was like, wow, this is unhealthy. I really shouldn't let this be a thing.
No.
But that is what the environment has basically created. It's just this, people are
franticness,
shirking on sleep, shirking on eating, shirking on actually taking care of themselves just to get MSQ done. And now, and they're speeding through it, but they don't get to enjoy it despite it's supposed to be a finale. They're not taking the time to enjoy it like a finale because they're being rushed through it. And so, yeah, for me at least, it's like, yeah, mental health, like, take care of yourself because it's...
Yeah, please take care of yourselves. Don't rough. Let this game... I mean, Yoshi-P and the team say, and that it is interwoven into the story, encouraging you to take regular
every character,
breaks.
Go sleep. Every character.
Go take
sleep.
A nap.
It's like, no, I don't want to.
I mean, I tell you, like, the British are... lauded for their ability to queue and form an orderly queue, but that ability of mine has been sorely tested, and I think I am about to crack. I don't think I will be able to do that too much anymore.
Right.
But I think that is all we have time for today, and we've had a good vent. We've had a good giggle, like some
spicy
shits and giggles
hit
the spicy convo, despite everything, because this release has had some growing pains. We figured it would. We didn't all figure it would be quite this bad, but you know what? Maybe once things are kind of like a little less gummed up as far as like chipsets and everything, they'll be able to get additional infrastructure put in and, you know, things will be hunky-dory again. It's just about keeping a positive outlook and venting your frustrations creatively, especially when you have friends who you can deal online with, like I just did.
right before the new raids come out.
when everything goes back to bad cues again.
and get it all out before Christmas, because that's a whole nother thing. I have not done the Christmas thing, so we're not talking about that today. We will talk about it next episode. I haven't done it
either. So
yeah. I've been too busy with other things. So, in closing, you can find us over on Twitch at XIV Light Party. You can find us on Twitter at XIV Light Party, and that's where you can find our content. And starting something new this episode, I am doing a shout out to the creator of the month. And our creator of the month this month is at YMage, who is a content creator. She is a streamer on Twitch. She has comics up on her Twitter. She has a Patreon, and she also runs a cat sanctuary. And, you know, that's important this time of year. With
Cats
are cute. And it's important this time of year to remember, please, unless you are planning on keeping the animal, don't just give a kitten as a gift because it's cute.
Right.
A cat is a commitment. And people like YMage are the ones who end up holding the bag, and she has done a miraculous job. All of the money from her commissions goes to funding the sanctuary that she runs. So if you want to pop over there on Twitter at YMage and support her, give her some love. Maybe she's got a Ko-fi for the cats that I have regularly donated to under Light Party's name. We are looking forward to having an interview with her in the new year, which will be fabulous. We can talk to her about her content creation and her creative process. So I guess for now, it is goodbye from myself, from Tilp, from Croatone. We're going to go get back in queue and try and finish some content so we can actually do the episode we promised you people.
The Endwalker initial review, right?
Yeah.
Right. And for today, because, there have been some serious parts of this topic. There have been some funny ones. I'm not going to do an outro gag this time. I'd just like to remind you, please tag your spoilers and be aware that not everyone's completed Endwalker. Just be excellent to one another. Also,
be mindful, as the devs asked. Yeah.
And like Croa said, please don't push yourselves. Keep your mental health and your well-being in mind. Just like the team have always posited, they care about us as a player base and they want you to rest if you need to rest. Go the fuck to sleep. Eat you some dinner. Cook you some good food. Don't burn it and don't eat it raw. Make yourself sick like Croa just did.
I learned the hard way.
And in addition to being good to other people, be good to yourself. Treat yourself well. You know, you deserve to be treated well, even though the expansion is out and you might want to just blaze through it. So with that, we will say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.